Not really clear, Greg, because at the tail end of last week, we were sort of happy in our own mind that the situation was easing and wards that were affected had become cleared and we had opened them up to admissions. You must remember, Greg, I suppose, that the norovirus is, now I'm not a clinician, but it's very prevalent within the community. It's a community-required illness. Most people who get the condition or whatever are able to manage it quite readily themselves. It's a big issue in the hospital, I suppose, because the fact that we have sick people within the hospital and the last thing they need is an additional illness on top of that.
Yeah, of course. Now, do you think perhaps the hospital may be more cautious into the future in easing visiting restrictions?
I think so, yeah, because we can come to a stage where we deem the hospital to be clear. Remember, and we can open up the visiting to members of the general public again. But because it is so prevalent in the community, if we get a patient that's admitted, they may not be showing symptoms because they may be in the incubation period or whatever, and then they're back into the hospital and they can infect other patients before it's highlighted to us that they have it or whatever. But on this occasion, anyway, we're still trying to adhere to the object of banning all visitors coming into the hospital. Now, some people have a difficulty in accepting this, Greg, or whatever, but we have to hold a very firm line on it because not alone are we trying to protect the patients in the hospital, but we're also trying to protect the staff in the hospital as well to make sure that they don't become sick with it and that they have to go off work or whatever.
Are there any exceptions?
Well, there are exceptions, but the way that we want to accommodate exceptions is not people coming to the doors of or the entrances to individual wards, banging on the doors or whatever, harassing the nurses. What we want them to do is to ring into the wards and speak to the ward manager or whatever to make whatever arrangements they need to make.